Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Oh, yeah. Looking good, but it's still early. You're not. Did you settle down?
I thought you were talking about me.
Not always, Greg. You're the man. You are the team.
I'm the team.
And the man.
That's what I am. I'm all D, all of the above.
Good morning and welcome. It is 8 minutes after 8 o'clock. Your time check is brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Top story, it is election day. 77 million have already voted. Joe Rogan, number one podcaster in the world, endorses former President Trump. I think that's pretty big. Mm-hmm. Recently, also, there was a ruling on the bump stock rule, which still is kind of confusing to many folks, including myself. And that's why joining us right now, Luis Valdez from Gun Owners of America. Good morning, Luis. How you doing?
Good morning. I am sadly coming down with something. My cute little germ factory of a daughter, of course, brought something home from school, so I'm getting the tickle in the back of the throat, but enough of that. Let's get on to what happened in court. So you had the out in Texas, you had Garland v. Cargill, which went to the state Supreme, not to the state Supreme Court, the U.S. Supreme Court, and SCOTUS ruled that the Trump bump stock ban executive order clearly exceeded the president's authority, that it is the job of Congress to draft and create laws, thus that executive order banning bump stocks was whole and completely legal. Now, what just happened out in Texas was that when the case was in lower courts, the appeals court ruled in favor of Cargill, the plaintiff. But there was no method of Mr. Cargill getting his property back from ATF. What has finally happened is, since you had the Supreme Court ruling, the lower courts then ruled in favor of Mr. Cargill again and ordered ATF to return his bump stock.
So that the idea of what they call relief, they did not initially provide relief. This judgment now does provide what they call relief, which essentially is the government returning the bump stock to Mr. Cargill.
Exactly. And this is why, as you know, we discussed last week, elections are very important, not just who occupies the White House and Senate leadership, but because of judicial appointments. We had a Supreme Court that ruled favorably, and now you have a lower court ruling favorably, and you know, for our side. So this is why this election is critically important, because look, who controls the Senate and who controls the White House ultimately determines who sits on the bench.
Well, absolutely. Who's in the executive branch at the time of when, you know, the Supreme Court justices get appointed? But legislatively, everything else that has to deal with laws in the Second Amendment, yeah, that's also going to be impacted by that legislation. If it's a bunch of Democrats that have the majority, then gun rights are going to be very much on their menu, and not in a good way. Let me ask you this, Lewis. The ATF, was there a time when they sort of took it upon themselves? Was it the gun stocks or was it the trigger thing? Because I do get confused. What was it the ATF kind of took on their own and said, oh, yeah, we'll decide and we'll confiscate, et cetera?
Well, what happened was is you had the Las Vegas shooting. Trump wanted Congress to pass a bump stock ban. Congress told him no. So he ordered ATF via an executive order to declare that bump stocks were machine guns. And then when that was all said and done, ATF sent out a notice saying, look, there's an amnesty period. If you turn in your bump stock, you won't be charged with felony possession, yada, yada, yada. Well, some people did that. Now that these rulings have finally happened over the course of 6 months to a year, and now that there is a form of relief, ATF must return the bump stocks or make these people whole. Because remember, ATF took in these items, and part of that was that some of these items were destroyed. So these people will have to be compensated one way or the other.
And the average person who, you know, took it upon themselves, being a lawful, law-abiding citizen, turned it in. Will they have to utilize an attorney, or do you think the ATF will go along willingly? And like you said, who's going to say what the compensation would be if they can't return the actual item?
Well, as for the process now, that is up in the air. And as we all know how government works in the least efficient means possible. So I believe that there will be some further lower court shenanigans going on where people are going to have to take things up in the lower courts to fight ATF shenanigans.
Yeah, government seems to be a little quicker on the taketh side rather than the giveth side, so to speak.
Yep.
All right, anything else that you want to share with our listeners on this election day?
Go out, go vote. It's vitally important. And remember, folks, don't just vote for the president. Don't just vote for the top office. Vote for every office, because today's city council members and county commissioners are tomorrow's state legislators and next week's congressmen and presidential candidates.
Oh.
So vote now.
Yeah. And by the way, I got something for you I think you might enjoy. I spoke to Governor DeSantis, and we were talking about Amendment 3, which he is very much against. But at the very end, I slipped in there, well, me personally, I'd rather have open carry than the weed. Now, listen to what he said.
Well, you may get that in this upcoming legislative session, so stay tuned on that.
Stay tuned. We might get that in the next legislative session. What do you think of that?
Well, as you know, we've been banging the war drums now for a couple of years, up to and including filing a lawsuit in federal court to challenge the open carry ban. And my goal has been very simple. Make this a public issue to the point that if the governor and the legislature wants to moot our case on a federal level by repealing the ban, then that means our lawsuit still won because it got them to move. As I said, government moves in the least efficient ways possible, and you have to push them to do the least amount of work possible. So this is a positive sign.
I was hoping that if we got open carry, you'd say, Bob Rose, man, you did it.
Hey, we're all in this together. And like I always say, our national motto says it best, e pluribus unum, out of many, one together. Us working as a team, us pressing this issue on multiple fronts, we are getting this done. And as I always say, you guys are a beacon of liberty and freedom on the airwaves, and you give us a platform to push these issues. So you're part of this fight. So thank you very much for that.
No, and thank you, Gun Owners of America, and you personally, Luis Valdez. Keep fighting the good fight. We'll talk to you soon. Hopefully, we'll have good news to talk about coming up, maybe even midnight tonight, we hope.
I hope.
All right, you take care, my friend. Gun Owners of America Representative Luis Valdez on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We've got a lot more to talk about, including Patrick Mahomes and his mama and the long reach of the government right here in Alachua County. That's all coming up on 97.3 The Sky.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey. It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Good morning and welcome. We're going to talk to Lieutenant Governor Jeanette Nunez in about an hour or so, about 9:35. Stick around for that. Happy Trash Talking Tuesday. Thanks to Florence Recycling. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is Election Day with 77 million folks already having voted. Also, did I give you the time check yet? It's 8:21. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelries. Hayes Jewelers. They're brand new.
That was the jewelers and jewelry combined into a brand new sparkling word.
If you're looking for something jewelable, my friend Pierce Hayes can help you out.
Yeah, just make up, just make up stuff.
Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Is Trump going to win? We hope the answer is yes.
Yes, we do.
You know, can you picture yourself in the future, future tense,
okay.
24 hours from now, we're doing this show.
Yes.
I'm thinking about the promo.
Okay.
I'm thinking, there's going to be a lot of tears on the show.
Yeah.
We don't know whether they're going to be tears of joy or the ultimate depression sets in. I might do something along those lines. But think about it, because I got to tell you right now, right this very moment, I am feeling very optimistic.
I am too. Yes. Just, and again, We can only base it on what we know or hear. I've been watching a lot of the folks who put the electoral maps together. They are feeling that it's going to lean towards Donald Trump. We'll have to wait and see.
Yeah, and we hope that he wins by a margin, even in the the popular vote.
Absolutely.
So there'll be no question, and hopefully it's going to be. I have a feeling that if this election is pretty clean, that. Trump is going to have a pretty large margin, but he'll be happy with any margin as long as he's in the win category.
And again, we've talked to several folks today of the importance, too, of the local elections. You know, Marion County, you've got a couple of extension of attacks and then some things there. Marion County has been very responsible with any of the monies that they have raised, and they show you where we give them credit for that. You've got things in Alachua County, the at-large issue. You know, you want single district representation. You don't want somebody 25 miles across the county making decisions for you. So that's an important one, I think, too.
Yeah, and they already instituted that. We do have single member districts.
Yes, we do.
But the little power players want more power, so trying to undo that. Mm-hmm. A judge already said no can do.
Right.
But just to really shut the door on the whole thing, people need to vote. What is it? No on.
Yeah. Well, basically.
Yes on one.
At Florida amendments.
Oh, my gosh. I'm trying to help not create confusion by creating confusion. Sorry.
Yeah. So, basically, it's the ones that in Alachua County, they were trying. Again, it's like what Alachua County does. You can smack their hand for putting their hand in the cookie jar, and they come back the next year or two and try to do the same thing all over again.
Mm-hmm.
It's like trying to do the thing with GRU. You know, you don't want the city to be in charge of that. You don't want at-large representation. So, at least on those things. But, again, these county folks and sometimes these city commissions, they just do not learn.
And when I call them power hungry, I don't just make that up.
No.
Here's an example.
Okay.
This previous Sunday, a couple days ago, it kicked in. Alachua County residents will be limited to watering landscapes just once a week, regardless of whether you have a private well or not. And I know this might irritate some people who are even, I'm on good, friendly terms with, and maybe in many political circles we agree. But listen, as long as they're sucking water out of the springs to put in bottles, And you're going to turn around and tell me or somebody in Alachua County when and how much they can water their lawn?
Yeah.
I got something for you. I got something for you. It's a good luck sign.
Wow. They're number one?
I'm serious. How dare they? We have a bottling contract. We're going to take a billion gallons out of these. But don't worry. It won't have any negative effect. Well, don't worry if I water my lawn. I don't know. The bottling company, that's different. What, really? How? Because they're paying for the water, and so am I. And if you want to compare rates, I guarantee you people in Alachua County are paying more per gallon for their water than the bottling companies are.
Yeah.
There's another example of Alachua County power run amok. We will tell you what to do, when to do it, and to help protect our water resources, residents are encouraged to report water waste using the convenient tool on the MyYardOurWater.org page. This is a platform that makes it simple to report issues from a phone or a computer.
Issues. My neighbor has their sprinkler on.
Yes, yes.
I mean, come on.
Rat out your neighbors. That's what Alachua County wants you to do. Because
so who are the Nazis here?
Well, they're nuts.
They like to call Trump a Nazi. Who are the Nazis here?
That's how they operate. They know what's best, and you will get in line or you will get fined.
You people are just
you
so
people.
Stupid for putting these people in office over and over.
And
or the Republicans for not voting and making sure they don't get in office again.
Yeah.
Fires me up.
Maybe something will change. I don't know. I've only been here 22 and almost 23 years.
They're slow learners, Bob. They're slow learners. You've tried.
It's one way to put it.
You've tried to tell them.
Yeah.
You can take a horse to water, but you can't let him have any. It's November.
Randy Mahomes, the mother of Kansas City Chiefs star quarterback Patrick Mahomes, she was seen wearing a Make America Great Again hat. Ahead of Monday Night Football just a day before the election.
Wow.
The video shared to social media showed Randy Mahomes wearing the hat and saying, "Make America great again. Let's do it." So I'm not as upset as I would be by the Bucs' loss to Kansas City last night. And the Bucs gave it a great effort. 30-24 in overtime. Kansas City remains undefeated 8-0. So, and I like Kansas City. I'm going to root for my Bucks when the Bucks are playing, but yeah, at least Mahomes' mama, Randy Mahomes, she is all about the Trumpster. While Patrick Mahomes' mother and his wife Brittany have chosen to strut their political bona fides in public, the star quarterback said way back in September he would not be endorsing a candidate. Yeah, and you know what? For an athlete that is you know, in the spotlight, I think that might be the best way to go. What do you think? It is 8:28 right now. Good morning and welcome. We still have a lot to talk about on this Election Day 2024. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky. Happy, happy. Oh, my friends, another day in paradise. It is a Trash Talking Tuesday, thanks to Florence Recycling. And it also is 8:34. Good morning. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And it is Election Day 2024. Many of us have been waiting for 4 years. And we hope, you know, the payoff pitch is going to be knocked out of the park by one Donald J. Trump.
Mm-hmm.
If you juxtapose to kind of, I don't know if you want to say the sort of the closing argument, if you will, I think these are your key phrases, if you will. If it comes down to just that, okay. Here you have it. Kamala Harris calls for unity after smearing Trump as both a fascist and a threat to democracy.
Oh, there's nothing more than unifying than calling someone a fascist or
And then
Nazi.
Trump, his statement is, Kamala broke it, I will fix it.
I like that.
I think that nails it.
Mm-hmm.
That nails it. Look, she's part of the problem. I'm part of the solution. There you go. That's easy peasy. And apparently, Libertarian Party of New Hampshire maybe sees it the same way. They have endorsed former President Donald Trump instead of their own candidate.
Wow.
Yeah, that's right.
That's amazing.
They released the endorsement on the eve of the election, noting that it was not a light decision. But we feel this is the right one for ourselves, for our children, and for the best future of a free state of New Hampshire. Donald Trump is not a libertarian. Nonetheless, Trump is the best candidate for libertarians. That's what the press release said, listing out things that Trump has done and promised, from starting no new wars to his commitment to ending the Department of Education. All right. He also pledged to end the importation of anti-liberty migrants, indicated he will appoint Elon Musk, Ron Paul, Vivek Ramaswamy to shrink federal government, received endorsements from the greatest libertarians in America, including Thomas Massie, committed to ending the Department of Education, endorsed Bitcoin and cryptocurrency, flirted with ending the income tax entirely. So that and many other reasons why. He is getting the endorsement of the Libertarian Party of New Hampshire. That's a big deal. Usually they're going to endorse their own candidate from their own party. So I think that's pretty big. And they see the writing on the wall. They see what's going on. They see, well, who definitely represents pushing away from being a libertarian? That is definitely Kamala Harris, Joe Biden, their ilk, and the direction in which the Democrat Party has been moving for some time now. Okay, so former President Donald Trump leading Kamala Harris in all seven swing states on election eve, as according to several polls. All right, and they say Trump is leading Harris in Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, Nevada, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. But it's not, these aren't huge leads, by the way. Let's be real and be realistic. However, I heard an earlier report early this morning that a lot of the kind of poll folks and people that, you know, watch the polls say that they still, by and large, believe that Trump is at least somewhat underrepresented in most polls. So that is another very, very good sign. Let's go to the Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines to touch base with Scott. Good morning.
Hey, Bob. Thanks for letting me call in. Two quick observations for what it's worth. Observation number one, it's women don't seem, women of a certain age and of a certain demographic don't seem to care for Trump. First part is, I just think that he represents their ex-husband or their abusive boyfriend or their mean father, something like that. Because when you talk to them, emotion seems to overrule logic in a lot of the cases. Okay, that's point one. Part two is about Kamala Harris. I don't think that she's as clueless or as dumb as you might think, or socially awkward. The reason that she comes across socially awkward, somebody mentioned this to me, is that her mother had a great influence on her life, and her mom was a first-generation Indian as far as culture. So Kamala Harris culturally isn't really that much American. She's kind of like Barack Obama, to where she was raised in a different culture, and she doesn't understand nuances of humor and how to parlay. So people, she has difficulty relating to people, so she feels incredibly inadequate. So that's why she breaks into the nervous laugh. Anyway, this is just a psychological analysis. Thanks for letting me call in.
Yeah, I know. I always appreciate the input, the insight. And, yeah, I mean, look, we don't really know these people. So we have to base it on what we see, what we read, the actions that they've taken, the words that they say, and try to draw a picture of the person that we think they are. But I think you nailed it with the emotional vote versus the more what I would call the logical vote. I just, to me, the there's no way that you can defend an open border policy effectively. You cannot defend it in a way that makes sense. It absolutely defies both logic, and it defies the sovereignty that we have as a nation, and the importance of having borders as our, you know, founding fathers intended. So Yeah, I just that to me is one of those issues that it's not really like an opinion based thing. It's a fact based thing, and we know that so much more fentanyl got across the border since the open borders, and we know that statistically we've had anywhere from 70 to 100,000 people die from the fentanyl poisoning. I mean, if we had that many planes go down and you had 70,000 people dead, I mean, be outraged. There wouldn't be a plane in the sky right now until they got to the bottom of it. But because, you know, these people die and it reverts back to the issue of the border, the mainstream media doesn't feel a twinge of guilt in not reporting it. And that's, I mean, that goes beyond an agenda. That's just that's just plain sick, basically. You don't care about your, you know, fellow human being. You don't care about your fellow citizen. You don't care about your neighbors and friends. The agenda is more important. And, you know, I think that explains some of it. Anyway, Nevada, apparently, they are not going to be ready necessarily to give up their vote counts, after the close of polls, and not maybe 2 hours after that, and maybe not 5 hours after that. According to Chuck Todd, he said, look, Nevada will take a week to count their votes. Hopefully, the Electoral College would have already been decided, we hope, before that. We'll see how that plays out. Just one of the many little, what would you call them, side stories, I guess? Mm-hmm. And, yes, Kamala Harris calling Trump a fascist, Hitler or Hitler-like dictator, bent on destroying democracy. You've heard all the very nasty things. Joe Biden calling supporters of Donald Trump garbage. Okay?
Yeah.
And then you want to turn around and call for unity? Let's all be united. Let's call for unity. Yeah. She came out with the joy thing, and her numbers were up. But the numbers started to decline, so I guess strategically they said, oh, we got to go back to bashing Trump again. But the numbers never came back. And here they find themselves in a very precarious situation. So I guess as a last-ditch effort, they'll throw out the unity word. Look, Trump derangement syndrome is real. There was no Obama derangement syndrome amongst Republicans, not widespread for sure.
No,
this is real, and these people they are sick. So when they try to say unity, it's going to fall way short. It is completely and utterly not only meaningless, it really borders on insult of the American people. Yep, Trump derangement syndrome is alive and well. Wait. People have been relatively calm and cool. If Trump wins, and he should, when he wins, watch what your friends from the left, watch how they act and behave. They are going to become unglued. You think they were quirky and crazy and kooky? They're going to be altogether spooky. And no, they're not a sitcom on TV named The Addams Family. Good morning, Mark. You're on the air.
Hey, good morning, Bob and Greg. Yeah, it doesn't really take Nevada 1 week to count the votes. That's why God created tabulator machines. It takes Nevada 1 week to rearrange the votes to land Nevada in Kamala Harris's lane. So that's what's going on here.
I think you're trying to say that a state where they know how to pull off a card trick or two, they could possibly do something untoward in regards to the election. Mark. Davis, Gainesville, Chevrolet, Skylines, Nostradamus, you're on the air.
Hey, Bob, thanks for taking my call. They were talking about more women are voting for Kamala than for Trump in this election, but about 230% more men between the age of 18 and 35 are coming into this country illegally than women. So those women aren't afraid of those illegal immigrants. Maybe they're just looking at them as a bigger dating pool.
Nah, I don't know. I'll tell you this. I don't think it's going to be quite as strong as they think women for Kamala. I think that there's plenty of women that are going to vote with their pocketbook. That's what I think. Yeah, well, because the economy has been, you know, a very, very big issue for everyone. 8:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And we still have plenty to talk about, my friends, including talking to Lieutenant Governor Jeanette Nunez. That's coming up in about 30 minutes right here on 97.3 The Sky. Another day in paradise, my friends. Thank you for supporting what we do. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and it is election day, in case you haven't heard.
Really? Is that something new?
77 million already voted. Yeah. I think that the experts were surprised. I was pleasantly surprised, but I knew I did my part to ask people to get out and vote early. My reasoning behind that was because I was afraid something, you know, accidental, like broken pipes, would occur right in the margin and the window where most Republicans tend to vote. So I said, we got to change that trend just out of defense to protect ourselves and, you know, hopefully the authenticity of this election.
Well, there's also the weather. I mean, we dealt with a couple of hurricanes, one being close to election time. You look at the Carolinas and all the damage there. You had Oklahoma a couple of days ago with tornadoes. I mean, those things can affect whether a polling place is there, whether you can get there, or if your priorities are just having a place to live that night.
And then from my darker side.
Yes.
Somebody doing something bad to create a scenario where people are going to be afraid maybe to go out and vote. One of these plans allegedly was being hatched by Russia. ABC News is reporting that Russia schemed to send incendiary devices shipped through a commercial carrier on planes that would potentially end up in the U.S. In Poland, four people were charged in connection with camouflaged explosives that detonated during land and air transport in the UK. Now, this happened in July. So here we have activities that could take place. Obviously, that would be acts of terrorism. What would it have been purposefully to try to upset the election process, or maybe a statement about, hey, if you're going to play proxy war with us, we might play a little proxy war with, I don't know, sticks of dynamite and airplanes.
Well, you had the guy, what, 3 weeks ago or so that they caught, that him and another guy had a plan to go to a polling place and start shooting. All you would have needed is one location for it to send people not voting all around the country.
And I have something to add to all of that. The FBI foiled a possible drone attack on an energy facility in Tennessee. This just happening yesterday.
Wow.
The Justice Department releases information after a man allegedly planned to fly the drones packed with explosives into the plant, which would destroy critical infrastructure. The suspect, 24-year-old Skyler Philippi, was arrested and charged with attempted use of a weapon of mass destruction and attempted destruction of an energy facility. As charged, Skyler Philippi believed that he was moments away from launching an attack on a Nashville energy facility to further his violent white supremacist ideology. But the FBI had already compromised his plot. That, according to Attorney General Merrick Garland, he said this case serves as yet another warning to those seeking to sow violence and chaos in the name of hatred by attacking our country's critical infrastructure. The Justice Department will find you, we will disrupt your plot, and we will hold you accountable. But if you want to burn down federal buildings and police stations you know, several U.S. cities, why, we don't even want to keep you in jail overnight. But anyway, he was caught with a drone that was powered up. The explosive device was already armed.
Wow.
Wow. And it was located next to the drone. I mean, this guy was literally ready to go. The DOJ said the man was on law enforcement's radar previous to this. He allegedly confided in a confidential human source about his desire to carry out a mass shooting at a YMCA near Columbus, Ohio in June. He also allegedly told another confidential human source in July about the potential impact of taking out large interstate substations and researched previous attacks on electric substations where he realized explosives would be more effective than guns. He additionally went to a substation with undercover FBI employees for reconnaissance. He ordered C4 and other explosives from the employees on the drive. Yeah, that's something that, you know, you can't get through Amazon, just in case you didn't know.
And they don't have it at the big box, hardware store.
The suspect allegedly was also engaged in a Nordic ritual on November 2nd, told undercover FBI employees that it was time to do something big that would be remembered in the annals of history. Driven by a radically motivated violent extremist ideology, the defendant planned to attack the power grid with a drone and explosives, leaving thousands of Americans and critical infrastructure like hospitals without power. That coming from FBI Director Christopher Wray. But the FBI's swift work led to the detection and disruption of the defendant's plot before he could cause any damage. Makes you think, if they're so on top of it, how come they couldn't stop that thing in Butler, Pennsylvania?
Well, you know, these 20-year-old kids are sharp these days. The same.
Yeah. All right.
Maybe not.
So the world is not a safe place, and people are voting today, maybe partly on whether or not they think that Kamala can keep them safe or former President Trump. No. Not a tough decision for most, but apparently, more or lot, it is. The 9 o'clock stretch is coming up, and at 9:35, we'll talk to the Lieutenant Governor. Don't go anywhere. Don't forget the Bob Rose Show podcast, available wherever you normally get your podcasts. Just click subscribe. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.